And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 23rd of May, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Jane Kenyon, born Ann Arbor, Michigan, 1947. Lived with the poet Donald Hall, her husband, in New Hampshire. Lived there until her untimely death of leukemia at the age of 47. It's the birthday of the woman who wrote Goodnight Moon, Margaret Wise Brown, born Brooklyn, 1910. She believed that kids would rather read about things in their own world than fairy tales and fables. Wrote nearly 100 picture books under several pen names. She was a lovely blonde, had green eyes, a little eccentric, lived on the Upper East Side of New York. At one time, she dated Juan Carlos, the Prince of Spain. When she was 42, she met James Stillman Rockefeller, Jr. He was 26. They were engaged to be married when Margaret Wise Brown died suddenly. She'd had surgery a few weeks before. She was kicking up her leg like a can-can dancer to show her doctor how good she felt, and the kick dislodged a blood clot in her leg, which went to her heart and killed her. She had no children of her own. She left the royalties for most of her books to a 9-year-old neighbor boy, Albert Clark. It came to about $5 million, which he squandered, spending his life in and out of jail, making a series of bad real estate deals. And it's the birthday of the man who, when studying meteorology, gave birth to what became chaos theory, Edward Norton Lorenz, West Hartford, Connecticut, 1917. He coined the term the butterfly effect, trying to explain how small actions in a dynamic system like the atmosphere could trigger vast and unexpected changes. Here's a poem by Ron Padgett entitled Pea Jacket. Years ago, I had an old pea jacket. Slightly scruffy but not unclean was my overall look, and I lacked the easy assurance that comes with money because I had very little. It was okay not having money. I wasn't starving or lacking anything I needed, though by contemporary standards I should have been envious or angry. I wasn't. All I cared about was my wife and friends and family, books, writing, perception, great art, and gigantic metaphysical questions floating in on good humor. Society could take care of itself, more or less, it turned out less, and I was happy enough and eager. I think what I mean is I was young, so that no matter what anyone might think of my jacket, I liked it, it fit well, and was warm in the New York winter. Collar turned up and hands snug in pockets. It came from a second-hand clothing store at the corner of Bowery and Bleecker, and maybe it had belonged to a drunken sailor. What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Put him in bed with a captain's daughter. There was a label inside with his name and serial number scrawled on it. It felt odd wearing his name. I snipped it out. I don't have anything monumental or metaphoric to say about my jacket. It's just a pleasure to remember it and how good it felt on me. Then one day, I started wearing something else, and a few years later, I gave the jacket to someone I liked. I don't recall who. A poem by Ron Padgett, Pea Jacket, from his collection Alone and Not Alone, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. And by LegalZoom, providing legal solutions for business owners, including corporate filings and legal plans featuring attorney contract review and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.